Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. And on the show this week, we have two guests joining us from Fight Pro Wrestling, a quite local promotion, which we're happy to see because we think more needs to be local here in the Philadelphia area. But we have the event manager joining us, Ernie Osiris. Welcome to the show, as well as the professional Rhett Titus. Rhett is joining us via phone. He is driving, so being safe as possible, we won't be seeing Rhett, but we'll be hearing him. Rhett, welcome.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm here for the Brotherly Love.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. The city of Brotherly Love. It's kind of an anomaly, and it's ironic at the same time.
Yeah. So, Ernie, why don't you get us started? Because for people that haven't heard of Fight Pro, and what the promotion is and where this came from, fill some people in.
So, right. So I am the event manager for Fight Pro Wrestling. I would say a few years back, Prince Nana came to me. He had a vision of what he wanted to do. He wanted to grab the best of the best in top tier independence. He wanted to grab those people who were cementing their legacies. And then he wanted to grab the up and coming rising generation of stars that may not have been found out about. And he wanted to put them in an atmosphere that was more sports-based than the normal independent wrestling or the normal national pro wrestling scene, you know? So when we came up with this concept, it was very tricky because, again, you're talking about Fight Pro being based off rules, right? Mm-hmm. Something that you really don't see followed anymore in pro wrestling. Yeah, there are rules. Yeah, there's a referee, but nobody really seems to adhere to those referees officiating, so to speak. And we wanted to try and figure out a way to ensure that, sure, rules can be bent and sometimes, but they can't be, certain rules can't be broken. Certain rules can be bent, but there are going to be consequences to those actions. And that's kind of how Fight came about.
Are you telling me we're going to actually see the usage of tag ropes?
Yes, you're going to see the usage. So in order for a legal tag to occur, it has to happen with both feet on the apron, the man holding the tag rope, and his hand firmly out to slap.
You mean to tell me that you're trying to take wrestling back to the glory days and you're trying to get everyone to accept it?
We're doing the best we can.
So it's but old, that's not... it's old is new and what's new is old.
Correct. Got it. You know, everybody has gone in a direction that's, listen, wrestling's for everybody. Any style, any form, any shape. We are just trying to bring back a style in a modern era using modern wrestling to tell stories again, to create an atmosphere that is very sports-centric. You know, again, there's rankings, there's point system involved. There's a whole plethora of things involved. It's a season format.
Dare I say that this is the the purest form of wrestling?
This could very well be the purest form of wrestling.
I'm not saying that I have anything wrong with that, because when ROH was under the old regime and they started to really focus more and more on the pure division and the pure wrestling, that was my favorite time to watch. Yeah. So when you sent over, you and Prince Nana sent over this list of how things are going to be ran and what kind of format this is going to be run in, as soon as I read the first two lines, I was like, this reminds me of the Pure Division, one. And two, I like competition and sort of like it's a tournament format, which is very sports-like, and I like that. It's easy to follow. Sometimes wrestling gets too mucked up and it becomes too hard to follow, either in the independents or on national TV. It becomes too hard to follow. This is simple. But simple isn't bad. Some people think like, oh, it's not creative enough. It's simple. It's easy to follow. There are rules which don't exist normally, which is crazy, because you're in when in its purest form, that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. There is there's a certain code, like you said, the pure rules, right? So in the modern era of Ring of Honor, we saw a lower third bar come down, right? And we saw, like, whenever somebody used the rope breaks, they would get a bar basically removed from...
Mm-hmm.
Fight Pro does something similar. When you break a rule, if you poke somebody in the eye, if you punch somebody in the face, if you throw them into the ring post, if you slam them on the floor, a plethora of other rules, you will get a warning. A first shot is a warning. After the warning comes three more violations. If you abuse all four of those violations, you forfeit your opportunity in the match, basically.
Wow.
So
are there going to be what's the scope look like? What's the spectrum look like of like, give me the hybrid division. Like, what does that entail? Like, what is your skill quality? Is there a weight class limit, or is it just a style? It doesn't matter one gender or weight or height or anything like that. Is it just a style and it's for anybody?
It is our men's division.
Okay.
So our men's division is our hybrid division. We picked guys who are multifaceted in different styles and techniques, and we put about 12 to 13 men into that division, and we basically gave them the general rule set. We didn't want to get too crazy with that. So we decided they were going to get the general rule set. This was going to feel like the most traditional version of what Fight Pro is. Then as we got on to the other, we have two other divisions. It's the grappling division, which is our women's division. In that division, you win by submission, knockout, disqualification can always happen. And that is a little more specific. So in that division, you have rope breaks in it. So if you use the ropes to break a submission hold, you earn a violation or a warning. If you use the ropes to help yourself up out of a knockout situation, you use up a violation or a warning. If you go to the top rope and try to use the top rope offensively, whether that be suplexing someone off the top or doing a splash off of the top, that is considered a violation as well.
Really?
Yes. So we try to keep the women more grounded on the mat. We try to give them a different style, a different feel than the hybrid division. Now you have the tag team division. Tag team division, there is no submissions. The matches can only be won by pinfall, count out, disqualification, or referee stoppage. And again, like I said, there's a five count when you do double team moves. Tags have to be legal. It doesn't mean you could tag your partner. You could blind tag your partner on the shoulder. He can still come in, but that team is going to get a violation for it. You come in to break the count up, you're going to get a violation for your team. You go and illegally attack the other person in the ring when you're not tagged in. That is also considered a violation.
But you could use them strategically, knowing, okay, I have this many.
Right.
And, okay, if it's a big match and, look, you need to get done, it might be worth it to attack the opponent, pull him off the ringside area and just get that violation to help contribute into the match. So that is another thing that goes into it, too.
Correct. It's about using, for some people, it's about using it to their advantage. For others, it's about not using it at all. And one person who, part of the reason why we created this, Brett Titus, the professional, he's one of those people that I can always count on no matter what. He gets the job done without having to break a single rule.
So I'm glad you said and brought up Brett. I was just going to throw it to him. Brett, this seems like Joe said in the very beginning, something and wearing the foundation shirt as we speak, something that kind of goes into what you're used to, more of a style you're used to, and maybe even, like he said, catered to you. Do you feel like you have an advantage going in to this season in wrestling? Hey,
whoa, he was there for a second.
He popped up.
Oh, snap.
It was just a brief look.
Yeah, there, guys.
There he is.
Hey, what's going on? Without a doubt, this definitely caters to my style of wrestling. Not only what I like in the ring, but what I like watching as a wrestling fan. You know, so many times you see the referee who is the law and the order in the match. You know, like you see the referee just, you know, being not even considered. You know, it'd be like if you saw a cop and you're like, hey, I'm about to run this red light and, you know, not care. You know, I'm about to run this stop sign and not care. Hey, you know, what happens in those situations? You get pulled over, you get a ticket. Kind of like in Fight Pro, you get a violation, you get a warning, you get a violation. And then, you know, if you get too many violations, you know, that's it. But I don't plan on using any violations this whole entire season because I'm the professional and this is what I do. So it's going to be very interesting to see the cast of characters and how they are able to use the rules to their advantage or disadvantage. You know, some of these guys aren't even able to have matches without breaking the rules, you know, or doing dives and stuff like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out.
Well, and coming up, you have a test, Logan LaRue, and was it Paulsboro, New Jersey, the 25th of June. Coming up, and just going into that, just right off the top, the advantage that you believe you can have over a guy like LaRue.
Logan Easton LaRue, I've wrestled a guy many times before, but he's the type of guy that never had to work for anything a day in his life. Everything was always catered to him, born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And, you know, it's kind of shady how he got into the position that he is in Fight Pro. I don't really agree with it. You'll see more of that as how the season plays out. But, you know, this is something that I take very seriously. You know, Logan Easton LaRue is going to step into the Monster Factory on June 25th, and he's going to be stepping in the Fight Pro ring, and he's going to be stepping into my domain. My playground, my domain. Thank you, Randy. You know, that's why I keep you around. I was having a brain fart there, but yeah, he's stepping into my world, you know. And now, if this was a different case, you know, then there maybe a different outcome. But when you step into a Fight Pro ring, you might as well call that Red Titus's ring, because I'm going to run you up, down, in, around, and all about, and I'm not going to break the rules while I'm doing it, and I will still come out victorious.
So, to your point, obviously June 25th coming up, but as of June 6th, Tuesday, the next week, next Tuesday, we have the premiere on IWTV enter the fight. And this is where this 13-week season, we will start to see this unfold. Speak about that, because I know obviously you said it was a season, but what can people expect coming up? We obviously, you have the premiere. What is the card and some of the featured matches we're looking for?
So the actual first episode is going to be called The Fight Insider. It is going to be our draft edition of the show.
Okay.
Every season is going to have a draft. So, you know, and again, drafting is very important in fight. When there's a tie that needs to be had, say, okay, so I was talking about points earlier. Points mean there's a criteria in the rankings. It goes points, win-loss record, and then draft seeding. So points are based on your method of victory. So a referee stoppage, whether it be TKO or knockout, is 4 points. A pin or submission is 3 points. A count out or forfeit is 2 points. A draw is 1 point for each fighter. But then based on the violations, whoever has the least violations can earn an extra point out of that draw. So it's almost like a split decision.
Okay.
And then on top of that, if you get a disqualification, you get deducted a point. And the winner doesn't get a point, but he does get the win on his record. So now back to what I was saying about the criteria. It goes points, win, loss, and then draft. How you're drafted is very important in fight. So if you are the first round number one draft pick of Fight Pro, and then somebody else is the second round first round draft pick of Fight Pro, and you guys have the same points and basically the same win-loss record, well, the first round draft pick gets ranked number one. And that's how we break the ties in our ranking system.
Okay.
So over the course of the season, you'll see when we start out, everybody is ranked based on their draft selection. And then as you see, as fighters start to fight and start developing their win-loss records, those who haven't fought are sitting on the back end of the ranking system, while those who have fought and developing their rankings via points and win-loss are now up higher on the ranking system.
So you tell me that you're going to have a ranking system that people are just going to jump to second and be able to fight for a title like other places do? Like, correct. This is going to actually be a ranking system that holds to it and doesn't just have someone pop up and have a title match out of nowhere.
Right.
Thank God.
So we haven't gotten, again, June 25th, we are crowning our 3-division champions, our first inaugural champions. We haven't had champions this whole season. So people have been fighting, whether it be in the divisions or in the hybrid divisions case, there is a second column, and that's what we called our premier contender slot. And that's where the top independent talent came in a sudden death style. If you win, you're in. If you lose, you're out, and you don't get another opportunity. So that's where, you know, what we saw the higher ranked, the higher tier independent talent, people who we thought could carry that main event slot, and we put them in there, and they fought in basically a sudden death style match every single night. That winner had to stay on, and he had to wrestle next week. And if he won that week, he had to wrestle the week after. There are very few people in the first season of fight who actually fight all throughout the season. Because some of them, you know, again, we're talking about independent wrestling. Some people have other commitments they got to do. They can't commit to fight all the time. So we had to find alternates to maybe take their spot, or maybe they just didn't get to wrestle that episode. And further down the line, we see them, you know, but sometimes that can hurt you in the rankings. Sometimes it can help. We saw there's at one point, I think you see an individual who one win is almost what all it took to actually keep them in the division, you know, because they had such a great point standing.
And I was going to ask you that, because you said that, and this is obviously dealing with independent wrestlers, is how that happens. I mean, you know what I mean? Because of schedules and bookings and stuff like that to where how you keep a roster like that. You know what I mean? And keep a tournament going and keep a ranking system going if you have people that may be booked on one week and not booked the other to keep that. But obviously, just explaining it makes sense.
Yeah, we before every fight show, almost every fight show, I should say, excuse me, we had division prospects who, if they won their match, they would get the opportunity to become alternates, right? So if somebody had to bow out, or say somebody just couldn't do the season anymore, they had to forfeit their spot. Well, now it was an opportunity for someone else to step up and maybe not take their spot, but take a spot in the division. You know, if they couldn't get the job done, they couldn't get the job done. And then they go back through the pool and they have to try to make their way up again. But we made sure that the biggest thing that Fight was able to do was make sure that if someone else couldn't commit, somebody else was always ready to step up and take the bat and go to town. Because at the end of the day, this is independent wrestling and everybody's just looking for an opportunity. And we're trying to provide that opportunity.
All right. So I wanted to talk about the concept and how this all came about and what was the process that went into trying to, because I'm assuming you wanted to go with something that was different, something that wasn't seen regularly or at all for the most part. Just how do you think of such a topic? I mean, how did this come about?
So I sit down back when I was with Ring of Honor. Nana and I would leave. I remember we would leave like the Manhattan Center or, you know, wherever we were going then, just go sit down and eat. And we would always have these talks about how wrestling maybe not could be better, just how it could be different, you know? So long, like I said, you know, again, wrestling is for everybody, every style, whatever it may be. We've seen the Chikara style. We've seen the GCW style. We've seen the ECW style. We've seen the ROH style, you know, even Impact at some point had its own style and it was TNA. We wanted to deliver something that was just going to be its own style. And I had been thinking about that for a very long time on what that could actually be. And when the time came for Nana gave me the call and he was like, all right, it's time to pull the trigger on this. I mean, when I tell you I had notes and notes and notes and notes and notes, that was it, man. We were ready to go. And it was just a matter of condensing it and how we were going to get it to translate to the audience. Because at the end of the day, it's very complex when you talk about it. But when the fans see this visually, it's going to come together and it's going to be so easy. And everybody's going to be like, man, why didn't anybody else try to do this before? You know, it's one of the biggest things that we had a concern with was how are we going to translate a violation to the audience in-house and to the audience at home? To the audience at home, it was easy. It was the toolbar, right? It was the three or four lines at the bottom, yellow, and then three reds.
Yeah, you just throw up a graphic.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But for the fans in attendance, we had to figure something out because they need to understand, too, what's going on. And that's when we came up with the idea of a red wristband. You know, you see in football, right? The guy throw football, they throw the flag. Soccer, they have the card. For Fight Pro, our referees wear a red wristband. Anytime a violation happens, the wrist goes up and the ref looks right at the timekeeper or right at the ring announcer and he gives the signal. Hmm. And the ring announcer will then say, violation has occurred for John Doe, hair pulling. And that's it. And it's as simple as that.
It's sort of, and the same thing they somewhat did with Ring of Honor with the Pure Division. You know what I mean? If someone had used one of their rope breaks, they would say, you know what I mean? Their rope break, just used a rope break. They have one rope break left. You know, just like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And that was the biggest thing. But because, see, the heart with the rope breaks, it was a little bit simpler because fans could see somebody. You knew with the pure rules, somebody touched the ropes, that was it.
Yeah.
For wrestling today, it's almost like we have to now recondition the audience because the audience sees on a daily basis somebody poke an eye, somebody not doing a proper tag, somebody, whatever the case, leaving the ring. Another rule that we have for Fight Pro is if you leave the ring and have both feet touch the floor, that's a violation. It's like taking a timeout. We're trying to keep the action in the ring here. So you want to leave the ring to take a breather? That's fine. That's on you. In the same breath, if you try to do a dive on someone to the outside, that is the same thing as stepping out of the ring. So now dives have to mean a lot more. And I kid you not, you see a lot less people in Fight Pro doing dives because they want to make sure that their violations stay intact.
So that puts like a different spin on the term high risk because it's a high risk maneuver, but it's also a high risk for the match itself.
Because yeah. It you could mean be disqualified everything for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about it. You could do a dive and then the time limit expires. And because you did that dive, you're the guy that doesn't get the extra point now. Yeah. So now everything is about strategy. Everything is about thinking. These wrestlers have to think before they do their next move.
I had a question about, are there valets that are allowed to accompany the wrestlers?
Managers and valets are allowed.
Now but that, again,
are they subject to get violations for their superstar?
If they touch the other fighter, they have to touch the opponent of the opposition. If they touch the opposition, their fighter will get disqualified. And disqualifications aren't taken lightly. You know, a disqualification can occur if with outside interference, throwing somebody through a table, hitting somebody with a chair, low blows, and there is one disqualification that's kind of iffy. If you don't adhere to the ref's five count, the first time is a warning. If it happens a second time, you're automatically disqualified. There's no more, you don't get any violation. You get one warning with that and that's it. You're out of there. So, but if disqualifications happens, you may be up to a fine, a suspension. If you're a champion at one point, you're going to get your title revoked. There's a lot of penalties to getting a disqualification in Fight Pro.
I just more and more, the more, like, obviously, like Joe said, you sent us a list of like basically what it was, a little bit of a layout, but as you were describing it, it's getting me more and more excited to watch this because it's so different from what we're seeing on a weekly television basis, whether you're talking Monday night or Friday night.
Or Wednesday.
And then Wednesday night completely, because like you're talking, you can't dive, you can't get out of the ring. Like there is a lot different from both styles to where you're really shrinking it down. And like Joe said, simplifying it, making it one of the purest forms of wrestling kind of excites, I know excites me. I mean, Joe's same mindset as I have. This is.
I need something new to watch.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But. It's just something that I think you're going to initially draw a different type fan until more people get their eyes on it. Because you're drawing a fan like me and Joe, who we are driven by storytelling and we're driven by old-fashioned style wrestling. Like
something that makes sense.
Exactly.
When I get home, I don't want to think. So yeah, if there's something that's simple in front of me, I'm all for it. Because I don't want to have to overthink things. That's not what I like. I feel like I'm in the generation of I don't want to have to. If I do more than one thing, I'm fucking lost. So if I could just sit there and watch something that doesn't have a million different camera cuts and there's like shit going on in the back while there's shit going on in front of it, like I don't need that. Like that's why I was initially over the moon for the pure fucking division for Ring of Honor. I mean, it was great. It was easy to follow. There was a rule set, which you don't see anymore. Like, I love the rules. Like, it's kind of corny and stupid to say, but the rules, like, they make the match, they give it a completely different meaning. It's a completely different meaning to a match. And you don't have to worry about, now you don't have to worry about anything, like, really outside of this, what you're watching. The match itself is what you're focused on. There's going to be a winner or a loser, or there's supposed to be. I mean, in your case, there could be a draw, which is fine, because draws add to what you're trying to do. Like, draw, it has a meaning to it. There's a purpose for everything that you're doing. When in a lot of wrestling today or entertainment, some things are just done for no purpose, just for the sake of doing it. This is something that is put in front of you, and every three divisions all have their own purpose. They all have their own outcome that needs to happen, and you just have to watch week by week by week by week just to find out. And it's easy. It's fun, but it's easy.
Yep.
And yep. Not only that, go ahead, Brad.
One of the coolest things about Fight Pro is that for years and years, you know, we've been conditioned to watching wrestling as sports entertainment. But Fight Pro is a little bit different because you watch Fight Pro as a real sport. And what happens in real sports? You know, we cheer for our favorite team. You know, we get mad at our least favorite team, just like what happened in Fight Pro. But also there's good calls by the referees. There's bad calls, like what happens in sports. So, you know, so many times today we watch wrestling and we sit there with our phone, we're scrolling through Twitter, we're doing something on our phone, but this, you kind of got to watch with a fine eye because, you know, you want to be a part of, you know, if you see somebody doing something that the ref's not calling, you know, you want to be there on top of it, you know, so it's a really interesting way to go about watching wrestling, especially in 2023.
Yeah, it's amazing that more people don't, like, try for this. I mean, it's as much as, like, you got to think, like, what are the most popular things in sports in March? You got March Madness. You got the World Cup. Those are two of the most, I mean, any type of sports playoff where there's meaning for it. There's you want someone to win or you want someone to lose. I mean, that's it. You want someone to win, want someone to lose. And this is kind of what you're doing. I mean, it's a seasonal tournament style where there's a winner, a loser, and someone moves on, someone goes home. I mean, it's a playoff tournament bracket all wrapped in the one.
This process, when myself and Nana sat down, we took the best of all wrestling, I think. We took the Bill Watts era with the rules. We took the New Japan style of point systems in the tournaments, right? We took the Ring of Honor pure bar and we put it down in the lower third. We took talent that you haven't seen yet or maybe not have heard of yet, and we brought them in to showcase them. We took talent like Rhett Titus and other talents like him who have been scratching and crawling their whole career and doing everything they possibly could to be the best they possibly can. And we wanted to give them a platform to show everybody and anybody that thinks that they're not the best, that they are. You know, Red is my friend. He's been my friend since 2005. We worked in ROH together. I can only count so many friends on one hand. And it's so crazy because when I was younger, I thought I had all these friends. I got like five friends, five real friends, you know? And I've watched Rhett grow up in this business and be the team player and be the guy that everybody can count on, but never get that oomph, you know, that one shot, that one opportunity. And when Nana and I were coming up with the roster, I said to Nana, there is no way you can have fight without having the professional. There's just no way. The man was in the foundation during that pandemic, during that pure title tournament. You know, I mean, there is just no way fight could have been or could be what it is without the professional in it. And I guarantee everybody that watches this, just watch Rhett on a weekly basis and watch him do what he does. Because to this day, I truly believe he's the best kept secret who shouldn't be secret, because everybody knows who he is and he should be on TV right now.
I did want to ask Rhett that. As soon as I found that he was going to be on with us, and being as it, I did really enjoy all of his work in ROH, and seeing that AEW purchased ROH and kept a few, kind of redesigned it. They kind of kept what they wanted and then got rid of the rest. How he felt knowing that he was right there and could have been and should be where others are.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, I've always been in the right place at the wrong time. And kind of the story of my career, you know, you got this rabbit chasing after a carrot, you know, and I've always gotten a little nibble, a little taste of the carrot here and there. And, you know, when it's time to kind of sit down and just enjoy the carrot, somebody else comes up and pulls that carrot a little bit further. So you got to go work for it a little bit more. And Fight Pro is really going to give me the opportunity to, you know, chase this carrot, take a nibble of it, take a bite of it, taste it, savor it, and really keep anybody else from getting a bite of that carrot, you know. It's great that Ring of Honor is still continuing, you know. I'm happy to still be a part of it, whether it be a smaller part than what I have been in the past. But, you know, that's the thing. That's what I know. I'm right there to surprise you. So, you know, what may seem doom and gloom for some people right now with, you know, the new direction of Ring of Honor, or even myself, you know, I have a way about me where I'm like a cat and I always land on my feet. So, like,
Rhett, we're losing you.
The Macho Man Randy Savage once said, "The cream always rises to the top, baby."
he came back.
We heard that loud and clear.
Right.
That's all. I think.
The question again. Sorry.
We got what we needed out of that, but you were breaking up in there a little bit, so.
No, we got for the majority of it. You only cut out once or twice.
All right, cool.
Yeah, but Rhett, I did want to say before, like, staying still with the Ring of Honor thing, we were in attendance for Final Battle in Baltimore, the end of an era, when you won that title in the four-way. It was one of the coolest moments, and to be there, because we honestly never thought we'd have a chance to talk to you personally, so just having you on the show, and a quick sidebar, it was amazing. Thank you for that match, because it was so cool to be at the end of an era, to be there for Ring of Honor. That entire night was absolutely phenomenal.
One of my favorite shows I've ever been to.
And to see you win that title that night was amazing, and we were so happy to see it. So just because we get to talk to you, thank you for that moment, and congratulations on having that moment that night for Ring of Honor.
Well, thank you very much for the support, guys. But like I said, you know, it's the story of my life. You know, I wouldn't be, you know, so, you know, hopefully with the new owner, you know, I can get my sights set back onto that television title once again. Or, you know, becoming a three-time Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion. Or, you know, possibly the Pure title is back in action again. So, you know, that's another one I'd like to check off the list. And, you know, let's not forget what brought me to the dance in the first place, you know. What always kept me in Ring of Honor is unfinished business. And, you know, it was always my goal to win the Ring of Honor World title. And, you know, it's... Sometimes, you know, you fall short of your goals, but if you don't put it all out there and give every little bit of yourself to that goal and work as hard as you can, you'll never know if you can achieve it or not.
Very true. Good statement. Well, we look forward to seeing you on this new endeavor at Fight Pro, and hopefully the best of luck.
I'm looking forward to Fight Pro. Ernie, did you tell them about the roster yet? Did you tell them who's on this roster?
We did not get there. I was just going to say, you are the only one that I know of, so good luck against mystery opponents.
You know, I was going to – all of me wants to reveal the roster, but then at the same time, I'm like
– He doesn't like us enough.
Right around the corner.
He just doesn't like us.
I mean, you did put out the June 25th promo picture. For yes. Monster Factory. So on that, at least, that we know of, on that promo.
He was just going to tell us, don't stifle us.
I mean, to promote the June 25th one, which is the one that Rhett will be in the title match for, that it has been announced, that is just looking at some of the pictures that you have on the promotional poster. You have a guy like Delirious. You have Victor Benjamin. You have the world-famous CB. You have younger guys like Vinny Pacifico, who former guest on our show, who we love. LSG is on the poster. You have guys.
We had a couple of those people that you named.
Yes, we had CB. We had Victor Benjamin. You have people that we obviously have already talked to, but then you have young up and comers who I'd obviously like you to talk about, who we are not familiar with. You
have
two tag teams that are on there. You have the women's match that takes place on the 25th as well, who we are not familiar with. But if you want to reveal some before your premiere, then, hey, that's welcome too.
That was a long-winded back end.
just bring it right back around. Yep. Yeah, I'll give you some guys. All right, so in that grappling championship match, you know, anybody on the East Coast really knows who Gia Scott is. You know, we've seen her in MCW. But who you may not know is the Suplex Queen. That's Tiny Tonali. And she's based out of Florida. Actually, you know, we
most beautiful German suplex I ever seen.
All right, I'm gonna give credit to partially to Red on this one. We Nana and I are very liberal when it comes to getting everybody's suggestions. And a person that was suggested to us was from Rhett. It was Tiny, you know, and he sent me this clip and he was like, yo, check this out. And we just couldn't believe it. We had to have her. And she's one of the people that is on the roster. And you'll see her story unfold as we move on into June 25th. But she made it to that spot, you know, and it was crazy, man. It was very cool to see this woman. Like, nobody really knew of her. And here she was on our roster doing her thing. I don't know if you guys know the American Hammer, Matt Quay.
Sounds familiar. I'm more of a visual learner, though.
Yeah. Names are kind of get hard for us.
Matt Quay is another individual, tremendous young up-and-coming talent, tremendous. he does a lot for I think it's AXW in Hamburg.
Okay.
And he does stuff for CZW as well, but he's also been working with us. And
so he's more
local. Another one he's another person to look out for. The Haas of all Haas is Devontes.
We definitely know Devontes.
Yeah. West
Philly Pride.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's someone you guys may know from SOS, Moses, who in my opinion.
All right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It took me a second,
but it
all right. Look, well, guys,
it's late for me.
When you see Moses in fight, in my personal opinion, AEW didn't choose the right guy. In my opinion. I'm not saying Khan's not good. I'm just saying Moses, to me, amazing. Absolutely amazing. And when we had him, I couldn't have been happier with him as a pick, you know? We also have guys like the Mecca, you will see.
We love Brian Johnson. I know a lot of people like Brian Johnson, but we personally
Brian Johnson. His eyebrows back?
Huh?
Are his eyebrows back?
I believe so. Okay. From what I saw.
Thank God. What the hell was he going for?
He got me, man. I try to keep most of my hair. I lost it all on top of my head. So
he just went completely nothing.
But yeah, and then you said like guys like Victor Benjamin, the only Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt champion, Tim Spriggs, Mushmaster Tim Spriggs. He's based out of MCW and was picked to be a part of this. Guys like the Rabid Honey Badger, Ryan Mooney, who's been making his way around recently. You know, you're going to see him on the Wrestling Open a lot more, I believe. You know, Infinity Eli Isom. I mean, the list goes on, guys. The list absolutely goes on. You're going to, like I said, you're going to see guys you know. You're going to see guys who have been around the corner, you know, been around the loop once or twice. And then you're going to see guys that you don't know and you're like, wow, you know, these guys are really good too. Like we tried to pick the best of all tiers. And I think we did a pretty good job this first season of doing that.
So what's a tag team that you have that we haven't heard of? Cause I love, I love tag team wrestling.
You ever heard of Sage Matthews and Alan Clayball?
Is there a team name?
Dog Nation?
Yes.
Yes. We got Dog Nation. Action Andretti. I was just gonna say it, Rhett. Thank you, Action Andretti and Bro Keller. We also had the Busky Brawlers, Eric Martin and Joe Keys, former Ring of Honor Dojo guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you guys have Primal Fear?
We have Primal Fear too.
Yes, we like Primal Fear a lot.
We also have a team that you may not know. They're based out of the Worldwide Wrestling Dojo too. They're the Lost Boys. Ethan Promise and Junie Underwood.
That sounds very familiar.
Young guys coming up in the ranks right now. And then out of super crazy wrestling, the Skid Row Wrestling Academy, we have Samael Faze. And Tim Dynamite, and they represent Skid Row. You know, what we did too this season, and I think what we do with our season, and what we're going to probably do further is we're going to make sure that, you know, we're working with schools, we're working with dojos, we're trying to, I don't want to say it's trying to become like a territory system, but in some way be like a dojo.
You're in our territory. Make it a territory system.
Please do.
Yeah.
Well, no, what I'm saying is like we're going to try and use Monster Factory guys. We're going to try and use Worldwide Dojo guys.
Absolutely.
MCW guys. You know, we're going to try and bring them under one roof
rather than reputable.
Right. Exactly.
Why would you not?
where everybody else
is back.
You know, where everybody
else. And now it's dark out. Now we don't know what's going on.
Where everybody else is grabbing everyone from around the world, we're trying to do our best to. The philosophy with Fight has been, I grow, you grow, so let's fucking go. Right? So we can't grow without the talent. The talent can't grow without a place to hone their craft, you know, and the fans can't see something new without us providing that atmosphere. So it all has to come together in that way. And that's what we've been trying to do with this. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job. And like I said, June 25th is going to be huge. We're doing two epic events that night. The first half of the show is our taping is called Multi-Man Mayhem. It's going to be an annual event where you see a lot of contenders' challenges and a lot of like three ways and four ways, and we let the rules go a little bit in these matches, so people it's have the an name opportunity. Mayhem. Yep. And people have the opportunity to secure their spot next season in these matches. So these are for all these people who couldn't make it to the championship finals. You know, they get one more opportunity to maybe get into the draft next year.
And is this all being held in Bristol? Oh, this is at Monster Factory, right?
Monster Factory, right.
So,
right.
And that's the thing. Are you guys bouncing back and forth? Because we know you ran a show in Bristol not too long ago. So where are you exactly?
Where are you trying to call home?
Yeah. Or do you want to call a place home? Would you rather go all around?
Every place we go to is, I mean, listen, look, at the end of the day, the Worldwide Wrestling Dojo is always going to be home because that's where Rhett and I trained, you know, mm-hmm. that's where Ring of Honor was. And to do shows out of that was almost very surreal. I mean, we really transformed the dojo into like a little arena. And it worked. It really worked. But, you know, again, working with the schools, I mean, our first four shows were done in the Skid Row Wrestling Academy in Super Crazy out in Westville, mm-hmm. you know? And the monster, the reason
not
we
a
chose
bad
the
venue.
Monster, no, it wasn't a bad venue at all. And the reason we chose the Monster Factory is because everything starts from the ground up, right? So everything's supposed to get a little better. Well, what a better place than the Monster Factory where it's really the lighting system, the entranceway, the smoke machines, you got everything here. It's like, it's where the finals should be held.
So June 25th, I assume that we will see in upcoming weeks, right? So because you have some already in the can, already taped, that as of June 6th, we're going to start seeing the episodes. So if you attend June 25th, you'll be seeing a later episode.
You'll get the spoiler. Yeah,
I got you.
All right. I was going to say, how are you going to fit 13 weeks in only a couple weeks? But now it makes sense.
Yeah.
So make sure you're there June 25th and shut your mouth and don't spoil anything.
Don't say a word. You know, it's funny. Cage Match would email me in the beginning and they'd be like, can I get the results? And I was giving them the results at first. And then we got to a certain point and I was like, man, I don't know if I want to give them the results anymore because if we're going to put this on IWTV, man, I kind of want everybody to have a little shock in that, you know? And I kind of ghosted Cage Match on the results of everything.
And you heard it here first. Ghosted.
Sorry, Cage Match.
Nope, we're not sorry. Ghosted.
Yeah, we like being surprised. We like that. I'd rather not know. If we're going to do episodes and be able to watch and they're already filmed, I don't want to know what happens.
Spoilers have substantially hurt the wrestling industry. I hate them. Social media just fucking
1,000
wipes it.
Yep.
Yes, everyone wants to know until it happens. You're like, well, why did you tell us that? Why did it happen the exact way that you told us? Well, dipshit, you wanted to know.
Yeah. And here you go.
Well, yeah, guys, I wanted to thank you guys, both you guys. It was a pleasure to talk to you guys and to find out more about Fight Pro. We actually had one of our friends go to the dojo and see your show and text us and said, you guys got to get to the show. I can't believe it's here in Bristol and you guys didn't get to this show. And we happened to be busy and he said that this promotion was going to be the promotion. So when you reached out to us and we followed you on Twitter, I was like, oh, this is what he was talking about. This is what I understand now why he liked it so much is because of just everything that goes into Fight Pro.
He was right. We don't like to admit one.
Yeah, he was right. So we're so thankful that we got hooked up with you guys. Rhett, it was an honor and a privilege to talk to you and great to see you. And we hopefully, now that we know you're local, we know how close you are.
Wait, we're coming in the 25th, coming in hot.
Yes. So hopefully we will be able to get to one of the next shows and see you in person. And we can't wait for next week to watch the premiere. And
hell yeah,
hope that this is very, very, very successful.
I don't think it's next week. I think it's the week after, isn't it? Next week is Memorial Day, the week after.
You're right. Two weeks. Two Tuesdays.
He's moving, so give him a break.
Yeah. I'm going to get a new house. I'm all over the place.
Know when the frick he's at. Right?
No, I don't. No.
Before we even get there, I advise, I was given word by IWTV that I could say this. Hey. I advise everybody to check out Thursday night, 7 p.m. and on the Wrestling Open. You will see the trailer for the first season of Fight Pro.
Ooh.
All right.
Is this an exclusive?
I think
it's
this
an
is.
Exclusive.
Sure you hit the sound effects for an exclusive.
Okay.
And on top of that, I'm going to give your listeners 15% off on tickets June 25th.
There you go.
They go to Eventbrite. They go to our website, fightpro.com. That's fight with two T's. And if they click get the tickets and they use the promo code fight with two T's, BLW, they can get 15% off, all in capital. Nice. And if they have a problem, tell them to message us and I'll make sure I take care of the problem.
Absolutely. All right.
Fight
thank
with
you.
Two T's, BLW.
So there you go. If to get out there, get to the Monster Factory.
I know what the BLW stands for.
Very good. Thanks. You are very quick. I don't know how you do it. But like you said, get to the website. Get Fight 2Ts BLW. Get 15% off. And
who doesn't like to save money? You'd be crazy.
Exactly. And go support this brand new independent wrestling company that we hope won't be brand new for long and be around for a long time.
Household
so,
names.
Guys, thank you once again for joining us. It was a pleasure. And hopefully we will be seeing you on the 25th.
Definitely will.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right.